Next item, please. Time certain, 362, please.
Accept Portland Parks and Recreation Teen Program Report.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I am very pleased to introduce this report. First, I move to accept a revised report, which was distributed via the Tuesday memo. It just tidied up some of the language in the report.
Second.
Thank you. Shall we vote on that?
One second.
Carly, we have a motion and a second on the table. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Thank you. I am pleased to highlight this important program and give you a report that has a variety of benefits for the community at large, and it's the teen program. This program has a rich history dating back to 2005 that you will hear a little bit about. Council has historically resourced this program as an acknowledgement that gang violence is a growing concern and offering youth a menu of options and opportunities for productive and enriching activities serves as an important preventative program for the city. It also, of course, serves to give all of our youth opportunities for getting together, building community and engaging in healthy activities with adults who are there to support their needs specifically. This program would not be possible without the great partnerships that Portland Parks and Recreation has started to build with community organizations who know the needs of their communities best. By leveraging the city's parks facilities and partnerships with community organizations, this program has a broad reach to over 4,600 unique young individuals. I'm happy to introduce the Portland Parks and Recreation Services Manager, Eileen Argentina.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioner.
Morning. Flint.
My name is Eileen Argentina. I'm Recreation Services Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. With me today is Darrell Singleton, our Recreation Strategies and Initiatives Manager. We also have invited guests in the audience, some of whom will be making comments this morning as well. We very much appreciate this opportunity to report on our teen program, which we call Teen Force. I'm going to quickly touch on our parks vision and mission. As you can see, central to the parks vision is the way in which parks places and programs provide support for people to connect to their city, to themselves, and others. Parks mission is a commitment to the importance of play in the broadest sense of that word. According to Maria Montessori, play is the work of the child. This is no less true or important for teens than it is for younger children. Through play, in all its varieties, teen learn skills, explore boundaries, find their passion, build connections, and discover who they are meant to be. Parks' mission includes a progression from establishing an excellent system to developing and maintaining parks and buildings to bringing services and programs to life on that platform. All of this occurs with a premium on working with community partners as volunteers, as fellow providers, and creating value for the entire community. Here's a brief overview of the more recent history of the teen program, but I want to be clear that Parks has been focusing on serving teens for many, many decades. For instance, our youth basketball program has been going for 80 years now. Park Board minutes from World War II show that Parks was focused on meeting the needs of teens when many dads were deployed and many moms were working. We'd be glad to come back at another time with a more complete history around youth programs. But in its most recent form, our teen program started in 2005 with a single teen coordinator who was shared between two sites. It's gone through a number of changes since then, with the most recent being a significant expansion in 2015. Portland Parks and Recreation has found over the years that diversity of program offerings is absolutely essential to drawing teens in, to keeping them engaged, and to creating impact. The program design reflects that each youth is an individual, and the goal is to help them find what's going to bring out the best in them and connect them to others. You have a copy of this program guide, and we think it's a very helpful snapshot of the scope of our teen programs. It shows what Teen Force offers, where and when, and it connects people to the teen coordinator at each site. It also emphasizes the core value Teen Force has adopted from the Kids at Hope model, that all youth are capable of success, no exceptions. I'd now like to hand this over to Darrell, who'll walk you through the program model and introduce our invited guest speakers.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Council.
Morning.
I am Darrell Singleton. As Eileen said, I'm the Recreation Strategies and Initiatives Manager. And in this capacity, I oversee the teen program, Sun Community Schools, and the citywide recreation services. As described in the report, Parks worked with the Center for Public Service at Portland State University to identify a program model as to what makes for a highly effective youth development program. This study identified four major building blocks leading to two primary outcomes. On the left side, you'll see the four building blocks: relationship building, welcoming spaces, diversity of activities, and organizational culture and capacity. With these conditions present, positive growth and development of individual youth occur, and ultimately, the entire community benefits from the cumulative effect of these impacts. Now, let me provide more insight to each component. What does it look like when Team 4 staff are connecting with teens in a positive way? Teens are engaged. Teens feel safe. Teens let their guards down. Most importantly, they share challenges, receive advice and support. Then they can take it and learn from staff and other participants and pay it forward. When it comes to welcoming spaces, the whole point is to provide a safe and supervised place for teens to come together and be involved in pro-social activities. We approach this in a couple of ways. We have our Montevilla Teen Center provides a space for teens to be teens. It's open 7 days a week, 3 to 10. Our other site-based programs at East Portland, Mount Scott, Matt Dishman, and Charles Jordan Community Center are places where teens are welcome to share space with seniors, preschoolers, families, and others where they practice being part of a larger community. Our community centers are also used by our partners on Saturday nights throughout the year when they would otherwise be closed or rented out for private events. This ensures that teens feel ownership and belonging, knowing that this is their park system. Providing programs where everyone can discover their individual gift is a special interest of mine. In my past experience working for organizations like Self Enhancement and North Clackamas School District, I have focused and found when you find their individual passion, that passion can be a gateway to future confidence and self-esteem. As self-esteem grows through positive experiences, youth can see themselves as having a positive role in the community. Our teens are representations of our diverse community, and they don't fit into neat categories. Creative, adaptive, and varied programs is key to retaining their interest in fostering positive growth. Historically, in youth programs, sports is a perennial favorite. Team Fourth is no different. So Parks provides access to a wide range of sports, physical activities, including access to pools, fitness centers, gyms, skate parks, and a roller rink, and a boxing gym. For other teens, it's activities such as technology, visual arts, performing arts that bring them through the door. Whatever their passion is, this is used as a gateway for leadership, career exploration, and homework help, and et cetera. As I spoke about the PSU study, it highlighted that a successful teen program requires a commitment from all staff. The first interaction for teens within Parks may not involve a Team 4 staff. The first impression sets the tone for the future relationship for teens and Parks and Recreation. Whether it's our front desk staff or our Parks maintenance technician, every encounter is important to build our teens and break down barriers. Our Kids at Hope training is being instilled in all our teen staff. Parks have expanded that training to include staff that have frequent encounters with our youth. Future plans include all center staff receiving that Kids at Hope training. I'll take a quick break of my breath and then move forward and ask all of you to look at pages 6 and 7 within your report. And you'll see a more complete story of what's been happening. In addition to in your report, I've added two of the charts that are in the report on the screen above and for the audience to see. The information about the youth center visiting centers, it breaks down visitation by race, provides data about the diversity of our participants in the teen program, while our Team 4th Pass visit details use patterns by center. In your report, you'll also see that we had over 40,000 visits in 2017. In that, over 4,600 unique individuals participated in our teen program, which averages about 8 visits per individual. When those components that we talked about, those four I mentioned, come about, and then we have those primary outcomes. This is what we'll see in youth. You who are resilient, confident with strong senses of identity, making good choices today, and being prepared for challenges and risks confronting them in the future. Our ultimate goal is to use these resources to make a positive contribution to our community as a whole by supporting teens as they make their way to successful adulthood. We know the disparities exist in our community and around the country, with worse outcomes with communities of color. Many of the root causes lie far upstream from these outcomes and migrated when children and teens are given the support they need in a culturally responsive and sustained way. It stands to reason that investment in effective programs that foster positive youth development will contribute to keeping teens engaged and out of harm's way while they build their skills they need to succeed. I mentioned partnerships. The work to empower teens is truly a community effort. Parks works collaboratively with many organizations to provide programming to youth. Multiple nonprofit agencies, Portland Police, and the Office of Youth Violence and Prevention are all partners with the parks in this work. Of the $1.7 million budget for teens, $350,000 is provided to partners in a form of direct grants. You can see the names of these partners above. At this point, I'll take a slight break. I mentioned our partners, and I can speak in a lot of detail to it, but I think it also adds some legitimacy to that, having the partners here as well. So I'm going to invite Alice Perry from Latino Network and Joe McFerrin from POYC.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. My name is Alice Perry, and I'm the Director of Community-Based Programs for Latino Network. And I'm here this morning to thank you for supporting the youth of our community through our partnership with Portland Parks and Recreation. For the past 3 years, we've partnered with Portland Parks and Recreation to provide safe spaces for gang-impacted and involved youth to engage in pro-social activities during the times when they are most vulnerable. And we do this in two ways. We provide teen nights at the East County and Peninsula Park community centers. Youth involved in gangs often have had to grow up too soon and equally are often ostracized from those very places that they need, places where they can go to have pro-social experiences and to have fun. This program has allowed our staff and staff from other partner organizations who equally have expertise working with these youth, the youth of our city, to provide safe and supervised opportunities for fun. The teen nights we conduct attract mostly boys, and they are primarily interested in basketball and other physical activities. For gang-impacted youth, this energy outlet is important, as by the time we take them home, they're often very, very tired and less likely to go out on the streets. However, we work to provide a variety of activities, and for example, this year we've also cooked with the youth. We had one of our staff members who's an artist make stickers with the youth, and we hosted a Dia de los Muertos event with mural painting, a DJ, Aztec dancers, and we built a traditional community altar. We always provide a meal. We transport those youth who cannot get there safely on their own and transport them home. Safety is always our top priority. And we provide bus tickets for those who live closer but cannot afford the ride. We have enjoyed partnering with the community centers, and staff there have been receptive, helpful, and welcoming to these vulnerable youth. And Team Forest has really been, I think, a success in that the youth from the other teen nights activities or Team Forest activities have found their way to our teen nights as well, and we welcome them. Through this grant, we have also been able to expand our Summer Academia, which also provides 8 weeks of pro-social activities during the summer heating up periods for gangs. We've always been able to provide this opportunity in the past, but only to youth who were formally adjudicated. But this grant has allowed us to reach out to gang-involved youth who would otherwise not be able to participate in healthy pro-social activities during the summertime. We leverage other funds, so in addition to the grant from PPR and funding from the Juvenile Department, we work with Metro, to maximize the number of youth that can be involved and stay safe during the summer. We built in leadership components for the older youth and tried to remove all barriers to access. We very much value the partnership of Portland Parks and Recreation, not just because we can touch more youth, but because through this partnership, youth become, again, reacquainted with accessing those pro-social spaces and a widening circle of adults that care about them and believe in them. Portland Parks has always been a place where I see our diverse community gathering by bringing our youth back into these welcoming spaces. We continue to make a change for them, and we hope to continue to be able to work in partnership with Portland Parks and Recreation. It's been a very respectful partnership, and again, we thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. My name is Joe McFerrin, President and CEO of Portland OIC and the Rosemary Anderson High School. I'm going to talk very fast because I'm so passionate about Portland Parks because of the impact it's had on my life and our organization in partnership the last few years. So I'm going to go really fast because I have a lot to say, and I hope to get it out there real quick. First of all, I'd like to talk about the leadership of Portland Parks. Mike Abadi, Arlene Argentina, Eileen Argentina, and their staff are committed to working with community-based organizations like ours and Latino Network, and Alice clearly articulated that. And I want to be clear, that's not always the case. But with Portland Parks, I feel really good about not only their work with me, but the work with our staff right down the line into our staff members. I will say, though, that they also put me to work. I think I had to go to 8 meetings at night for the Budget Advisory Council. And so they also do a good job of tapping into us as well. Teen Force and Teen Night has been huge for us. Because, again, as Alice has said, we're always looking for opportunities beyond the school day. So at Rosemary Anderson High School, we serve roughly 500 of Portland's most what we call opportunity youth. And these are kids that struggle at the high school level. And we're always looking for meaningful ways to keep them engaged during non-school hours. So Teen Force and Teen Night has really provided us that opportunity. Particularly using the facilities on the weekends, like Mount Scott, Matt Dishman, and East Portland Community Center. In addition to that work, we work with Parks to support 4 gang outreach workers, and that's been huge as well with respect to building trust between the community and Parks and those families that we serve. That extends our partnership beyond just what happens at teen nights, and that has been huge. Also, Parks provides, as you all know, so many employment opportunities for our youth. So again, as POIC, Latino Network, some of the other organizations are involved with teen nights and Teen Force, we're also are positioned to put our youth in opportunities to learn valuable work skills. And last, I would say, just last week, I'm proud to say that we awarded Portland Parks at our Work Connections breakfast. It's a breakfast at the convention center, 400 people or so. We do it annually, and it's all about youth employment and training. And Portland Parks, this year, we recognize them as our community advocate. And that's not because of their work specifically with POIC and the Rosemary Anderson High School, but their work over many, many years with the community at large. So in closing, as a taxpayer, someone who pushed that button last night, this is something that I'm happy to support, and I'm hoping that at some point down the line that we may be able to increase a financial commitment to this particular program, because as you all know, our youth are our future, and if we take care of them, we'll have lasting benefits in our community for many years to come. So thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
So I have a couple more voices I want to make sure we acknowledge. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Joe, for being here today. Both Alice and Joe mentioned the youth, and I like to turn to that key ingredient of a successful program, that we also ensure youth voice. So we invited three youth to be here. We believe in the follow the youth adult partnership model, ensuring that a youth voice is in the design of many aspects of our program. I would like to invite three participants of our Teen Force program: Erica Darlington, Devasier Stigler, and Jeremiah Stigler.
Welcome to Portland City Council. All we need is your name, and you each have 2 minutes. If you have a written statement, you can take up to three.
Good morning, Council. My name is Jeremiah Stigler. I am in seventh grade, and I go to Trinity Lutheran School. I am an active Teen Force member at Matt Dishman Community Center. This morning, I am excited to talk to you about my involvement in the Teen Force program and why it is important to me. I have been coming to Matt Dishman Community Center since I was 5 years old for at least about the past 8 years. I've been participating in basketball programs, and I've been participating with Notch Street Boxing Club. Teen Force is important to youth because it gives us something to do, and we get to meet people from around our community. Teen Force also gives teenagers a safe place to learn, develop, and have fun. In closing, Matt Dishman and Teen Force are my community, and I want to help my community grow. Thank you, Council, for your time and continued support.
Thank you. Thank you, young man.
Hello, Council. My name is Erica Darlington. I'm a student at Benson High School and an active Teen Force member at Matt Dishman Community Center. This morning, I'm excited to talk about my involvement in the Teen Force program and why it is important to me. I've been with Teen Force for about 3.5 years. My involvement in the Teen Force program has led to job opportunities with Portland Parks and Recreation. I am currently a lead teen instructor at Matt Dishman Community Center for the Teen Force Youth Advisory Council and You Go Girls. Teen Force is important to me because it gives kids and teens a safe place to be themselves. In my eyes, we have fun. Over the time Miss Yvette, Miss B, and King have been with us, our program has grown significantly. In closing, I would like to say that courage is the power of showing up. Thank you for giving me this time, and thank you for your continued support of our programs.
Thank you.
Morning.
Morning.
My name is Devasier Stigler. I'm a sophomore student at Grant High School and an active Teen Force member at Matt Dishman Community Center. This morning, I'm here to talk to you about my involvement in the Teen Force program as well as its importance to me. I've been coming to Matt Dishman Community Center for about 5 years, and I've been an active member in the Teen Force program for the last 2 years. What I enjoy most about coming to Matt Dishman Community Center is the amount of exposure to all the different programs offered throughout the facility, as well as the diversity of people from all different backgrounds. As a result of me coming to Matt Dishman on a day-to-day basis, I've been able to build positive relationships with the staff here and was eventually noticed as a great addition to the team. I now work at Matt Dishman as a lead instructor for the Young Men Rise and Youth Advisory Council program. Lastly, I believe that the Teen Force program is extremely important to me and other youth because it gives us an option to become advocates for our community and keeps us out of trouble. The Teen Force program is dedicated to educating and exposing the youth to recreation, educational, and leadership programs. In closing, I would also like to mention, Matt Dishman is more than just a center to me. It's my community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With those final words, I would thank you. This is an honor to work with youth in our Portland area. It's a privilege. So once again, thank you for the opportunity to serve in this role.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darrell. Are there any other community members, the teens or supporting adults, who'd like to speak? We've got people so enthusiastic they showed up in the hope that they could have a few words. So you could allow that, Mayor?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, welcome. Thank you for being here.
So if we could do 3 minutes each, please. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Savvy. I'm an eighth grader at Ron Russell Middle School, and I am been a member of the Teen Force for 2 years and am part of the Mount Scott Teen Advisory Council for just about a year. The Teen Force program is a free and safe place for teens to have fun and relax. The community center's teen room is often a place to get away from stress at home or help with work from school. The staff are accepting to all genders, sexual orientation, races, cultures, religion, etc. I am currently the president of the Mount Scott Teen Advisory Council, being able to get out into the community and make a difference, even if it's a small one. I have done things from volunteering at the Oregon Humane Society to raising money for Puerto Rico, and much more. Personally, my favorite part of this program is the friendships that I have made and that I hope will never end. Teen Force itself is an amazing opportunity that not many teens get to have. In the future, I hope that this program can expand so others can experience this amazing opportunity. I hope that Teen Force can be an opportunity for years to come.
Thank you.
Thanks for your leadership and for all your volunteering.
Thank you for letting me speak.
My name is Richard Law. I've been using the Teen Force program for a little over a year now, and it feels like a second home. When I first started going here, I was astonished at how we are treated like adults, people with minds of their own, with inspirations, hopes, and dreams. And the center gave us an opportunity to improve the community from within. I'm very fond of the Teen Council, where you as a teen can brainstorm ideas to benefit Portland and work alongside charities and trade for social recognition and for extra credit. I've picked up the trash in Mount Scott Park whenever I can. I bake cookies to sell for Puerto Rico, and I generally help around with whatever needs helping. The staff, I can tell, have been handpicked for working here, and they usually steer me in the right direction. We should do everything we can to advertise this amazing program with encouraging acceptance and diversity. And to be honest, the only reason I'm going here is because I'm interested in my future. I feel like this is the future. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Thomas Robertson. I'm a PYC, Student of the Gang Outreach Program, in Portland Park Recreation. First and foremost, thank you for your time. Thank you for your support for our youth. And as a youth advocate and mentor through the PYC outreach program, I just want to say it's truly amazing to watch some of these youth develop. I've known some of these youth for 2 to 3 years now, and your programs are definitely impacting them tremendously by providing more pro-social activities, positive association, and just creating a pipeline instead of being adjudicated youth to job opportunities, to leadership opportunities. I mean, a lot of these kids you see on the streets would not have these opportunities to be leaders in their community amongst their peers if it wasn't for Portland Parks and Recreation support or your support. So extremely from the bottom of my heart, I thank you and wish that you continue your support. And like Joe said, with more resources, more support, and definitely more opportunities for our youth and our future leaders.
Excellent. Thank you, and thank you for your influence. It's our program, but you're the one doing the work. So you're the reason it's successful. Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Whaley.
Morning.
Council. My name is Rashad King. I've been working at Portland Parks for about 4 years now. I helped really build the Teen Advisory Council. I'm also part of the Young Men Rise. And what I've noticed is a huge impact in the youth in their development, whether it's taking them on different field trips to the zoo or whether it's going to the coast. A lot of kids haven't really had a lot of opportunities to really get out of the city and see a lot of different things. And I feel this Teen Force program is really huge for them because this is a lot of kids' highlights right after school. A lot of kids might deal with things at home. In school, they might struggle, but at the community center, this is a place where they can just be free, open, and I see a lot of kids, for the most part, just makes their day. So I'm really proud of my youth coming from Matt Dishman, and at the same time, I'm really looking forward to seeing more youth come through the center, and we really need your guys' support, and I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. Was there anybody else who wanted to speak on this issue? Thank you, Mayor.
Very good. So
I have moved to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Before we move to that, if you wouldn't mind just turning to page 5 of the report, because it was just mentioned about the funding and the budget, and I think since we're in budget season, it's helpful to look at the overall budget for this program, which is about $1.7 million. And the largest part of that is personnel services, and that's in Portland Parks and Recreation. That's 12 staff, one supervisor, seasonal staffing for 5 site-based teen programs, including the instructors, the attendants, and the assistants. And then if you look over on the right-hand side, the grant funding to our 7 partner organizations is $350,000. So there's a lot of good happening for the over 4,000 youth who are involved in this program, the 40,000 visits in this program over the course of a year. And I just wanted to highlight, I think that the city's getting a lot of it bang for its buck.
Agreed. Very good. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fish.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz and Portland Parks and Rec for an outstanding presentation. Thanks to all the young people that joined us today. I guess we were fortunate to have a late start in our high schools and our middle schools. At least I think we do, because my son said he had a 2-hour break. He said he had a 2-hour break this morning, and I'll double check on that when I get home. Echoing through these chambers are the words of the great Charles Jordan, who famously said that parks and rec is more than fun and games. And Mr. Jordan, who is really one of the great visionaries of our system, understood that it's more than fun and games, because what we are actually doing is providing opportunities for young people to grow with positive role models in a healthy setting. And that's, in some ways, probably the best investment we can make in public safety. And it's the healthiest investment. So we love this program. We thank the young people and the future leaders and their parents who took time to join us today. And again, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your leadership. Aye.
You, Daly.
Well, thank you for your report. I'm happy that we have a program like this. As the parent of a teen, I know that we have a real lack of spaces where teens can feel welcome and included and maybe not bored to death. And there's also a gap, I think, between childhood and adulthood in a lot of social and recreational activities. So I think it's great. I think we should have more. How about I?
Fritz.
So this job is not always easy. Last night we were at a budget forum where a lot of people are very upset about things that might not get funded or things that might get funded, and there was a lot of concern about those things. And then we look at how are we going to provide the services that people want with the amount of funding that we have. We look at how to support staff within the bureaus and how to make their coming to work worthwhile and meaningful and sustainable on their parts, both in terms of the amount of work they put in and the amount of money they get paid for it. And it's things like this, reports like this, that reminds me why I come to work every day and why I'm honored to be in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation. That this is a program that's done in partnership with the whole council and with the community, and that makes a huge difference. And sometimes for the programs that I've been most connected with, particularly in parks and in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, it's hard to put numbers on these things. It's hard to quantify the good that they're doing. So thank you to everybody who spent time today coming in to talk about what they're doing and the qualitative difference it's made in your lives and the lives of the students that you are charged with helping through those difficult teenage years. You know, each one of us on the council has been or will be. How old is your daughter, Mayor?
11.
Yes, so you
right
I expect will be very happy to hear that there are resources like this, because at times, as somebody who had 3 children who somehow survived those teenage years, as did I, you wonder how you're going to get them through. And this is an opportunity. The diversity of the folks who are involved in it, what we've heard about the acceptance, I would guess that things are not always easy for your daughter, Mayor. But I bet you dollars to donuts that if she were to go to one of these programs, that people would be less concerned about who her father might be, and more concerned about, does she feel welcome, does she feel part of the program? So this doesn't happen just by accident. This is a lot of work. And thank you to Park staff, Eileen Argentina, Joelle Singleton, Karen Burt, Mara Cogswell, Amy True, the team coordinators in the community centers, Jason Scott, Yvette Marta, Madeline Bach, Harold Ridge, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, our partners at Portland Opportunity Industrialization Center, Latino Network, SER, which I'm totally blanking on the name, on the acronym there, but we all know and love it. Self-Enhancement Inc., I knew we'd get there eventually. Boys and Girls Club, Reaching Empowering All People, or REAP, the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, Native American Youth and Family Center, NAYA, Portland Police Bureau, the Office of Youth Violence Prevention in the Mayor's Office. Thank you, Mayor, for your partnership on this. I know I don't need to convince you of the need for positive programs at the same time that we're doing outreach to keep youth out of trouble. And all the youth that came, actually, especially the ones that weren't necessarily on the agenda, but who volunteered your time to come and participate today, but also Erica, Devasia, and Jeremiah. Thanks to Pujaba on my staff, to Mike Abate, and to the entire team. Art Hendricks, thank you for your work with the equity issues within Portland Park and Recreation. We know throughout the city that we don't have all the answers, but we do know that we have some of the answers and that we're moving in the right direction in some of the places, and this program is definitely one of those. So thank you for your indulgence, Council, in hearing about something. Last night, moving back to what I was just talking about, there was a lot of people came with signs that said, care, not cops. And I would suggest that that's a false dichotomy, that we don't have to choose one or the other, that we can find funding for the things that are important, and that we need to provide funding for positive things at the same time that we're addressing some of the most crucial issues in our community, like homelessness, unaffordable rents, and community policing. So thank you all for being here. Aye.
Wheeler.
So I cannot top that, and Commissioner Fritz hit the nail on the head, so I'm not going to try to top that. I'm just going to say thank you for your outstanding leadership of this effort, and I want to thank everybody in this room for your outstanding leadership. The only value statement I'll make is this. I think the most important work we do is the work all of us, and I'm speaking to the adults in this room, the work we do to bring the next generation along. There's nothing more important that we do. And I was super proud of the young people who testified today. This is very intimidating, whether you realize it or not, but when you're actually sitting at that microphone, it's a big deal. And you look up and you see the big picture of yourself. These kids nailed it, right? They did a great job. They're learning all the skills. The program obviously works. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Thank you, everybody, for your great work. Thanks, Commissioner.